Good morning.
So the stars Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis, who were in town at Pike Place Market, causing quite a ruckus not long ago. Will Ferrell stars as a long-term congressman from North Carolina. He finds himself running against the director of a local tourism office.
Well, as a Christian, I guess that it would be easy for you to recite the Lord's Prayer.
Is that what we're resorting to here? Gestapo tactics?
I would like to hear that. Would you like to hear him say the Lord's Prayer?
Fine, I'm happy to. Our Father, art who is up in heaven, aloe vera be thy name.
There you go. I'm guessing you like it.
Is it funny?
It's funny. It's nasty. It's satirical. It's over the top. It's goofballish. It's all these wonderful things. And Ferrell, you know, he does a great job as kind of a southern-rooted Ricky Bobby, Ron Burgundy, President Bush hybrid. But high praise.
Him.
Oh, he does great. And this, his movies are hit or miss. This, to me, falls on the hit side of that balance beam that he walks every time he makes a movie. But I think the high praise and the gold go to Galifianakis for sticking the landing. He's a clueless candidate, but in all the right ways. This is truly a battle between the ballot box dimwits, but Zach Galifianakis makes it worth the price of admission alone. Then you throw in Will Ferrell, and you've got a really good movie. The first half is hilarious, nonstop laughter. The second half, it trips up a little bit. It's not quite as funny, but it's already, by this time, it's already earned enough goodwill to make it worth the price of a ticket. So my vote, you probably saw this coming from a mile away, is to see the campaign this weekend. I'm going to give it a solid B. Very funny movie.
Okay, let's move on to The Bourne Legacy, which opens Friday. Jeremy Renner plays Aaron Cross, who essentially replaces the Jason Bourne character made famous by Matt Damon. What did you think of this thing?
Well, you know, we've been here and we've done that. You know, the first trilogy, the first three movies to me are one of the best cinematic trilogies out there. I love them. Unfortunately, Jeremy Renner, who I do enjoy, has about half the tank of charisma that Matt Damon has. And he's playing a totally different character here. But it kind of happens at the same time the third Bourne movie goes down. But it is fun to watch him kind of bulldoze his way through intriguing and almost always convoluted mazes of government backdoor politics, military agendas, globe-hopping antics. And it boldly injects itself into that Bourne universe. It shows glimpses of goodness to come, because you know there's going to be other movies in this series with Aaron Cross. So I that being said, I can't wait to be Bourne again, but I'm going to have to give this one a B-. It just wasn't up to snuff with the rest of the movies.
Can't picture it without Matt Damon.
Yeah. It's hard to. They do a good job, though, of setting up the story and what's going on. It's a different military thing that's happening.
All right.
Yeah, so I don't want to give too much
Where do we find more, Mr. Movie Guy?
BrianTheMovieGuy.com.